Mike Plourde in the studio, and joining me is Kristen Wodzinski from Active Physical Therapy. She's a physical therapist. Good morning.
Good morning.
Always glad to have you in the studio, Kristen. And what kind of advice do you have for us today?
Well, this morning I'm here to kind of talk about getting ready for winter sports. Even though there's not a lot of snow on the ground right now, it is cold outside, so there is some ice, and that cold temperature can make it more challenging to get out and do your sport and do your thing. So just some tips to get ready for winter sports and things to keep in mind when you do start to get out and ski, downhill ski, cross country, or snow biking, which is really popular right now.
Because we're going to have snow. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. Yep.
Yep.
I can't wait, but some things to keep in mind with the days being shorter and colder. You want to make sure that you're carrying a headlamp, maybe taking some hand warmers with you. And those can serve a couple purposes. If you're taking a water bottle and your water bottle starts to freeze, you can use your hand warmers to warm your water bottle up or to keep it warm if temperatures are really cold.
That's a great tip.
Yeah. You can also store your water bottle upside down in your pack. And that will, if it does freeze, it'll usually freeze from the top down. So that's something that I like to do when I cross country ski, and it kind of keeps it from freezing all the way through. And then also keeping some kind of electrolyte in your water, or using Gatorade or something like that. It doesn't freeze as quickly as just regular water. And then you get a little extra in your water too. It's so much harder to stay hydrated during the winter because you just don't want to drink that cold. You don't want that in your body. So it's kind of counterintuitive to stay hydrated while you're out there working out. And especially if you're biking or skiing, you want to make sure that you get enough water in your system. You also want to make sure that you have a good warm-up ahead of time, that you take a little extra time to get your body acclimated before you just start out running or skiing, that you're doing a few stretches, that you're warming up a bit before you really get into your pace. Muscles take a little longer to accommodate to the cold temperatures. Take a little more time to warm up.
When you're talking about warming up, can you just kind of get, if you're a cross country skier, can you get on your course and really just go slow to begin with, or are you recommend some calisthenics or something like that before you even get on skis?
Yeah, I mean, if you have a warming hut nearby, it certainly doesn't hurt to do a few jumping jacks or calisthenics in the warming hut before getting out. A few quick stretches while you're warm, especially if you've got an injury or you've got something that you're that's tight or that's kind of sore on you, to make sure that you get that taken care of, stretched out, worked out before you just get out there and just start going.
Joining me in the studio is Kristen Wodzinski, who's a physical therapist at Active Physical Therapy in the Marquette office in the Synergy Fitness building, actually. And you guys have partnered with Synergy Fitness. And Kristen, we were talking a little bit about getting ready or getting on skis or maybe snowshoes and that. And you've got some tips also for clothes and other things. What do you have to tell us?
Yeah, well, when you're dressing for the warm weather, especially if you're doing more endurance-based exercises and activities like biking and skiing, snowshoeing, you want to make sure that you're dressing in breathable layers, that your outermost layer is waterproof or windproof, and maybe 2 to 3 layers, and just adding the mid layer if it's colder outside, instead of throwing on like cotton or something that's not very breathable. And then when you're done with your activity, having dry clothes to change into so that you don't get chilled. That happens really quickly, and even in a warm car, you can easily get chilled. So that'll prevent that from happening. And then when you start your activity, it's okay to feel a little bit cold and a little bit underdressed, because especially if you're skiing or snowshoeing, you're going to warm up real quickly. And if you're overdressed, if you're warm when you start, you're going to be really warm when you're out there doing your thing. So a few other things, you want to make sure that your equipment fits you and that it's the right type of equipment for you. You don't want to ski in something that's beyond your abilities or that's too big or too small, because you're not going to have much fun out there. A couple other things, you know, even before you get out there and before the snow comes, you want to kind of get yourself ready to be in the right shape to go. Some things like roller skiing or cross training, and especially, you know, doing some biking, some core training to get you ready for when you're out there. A season like this, when the snow just isn't here, with races coming up, people tend to get out there and just go ham on it. And you really need to prepare for that before the snow comes.
Because that's an opportunity for injury, big time.
Exactly, exactly. We see that a lot. Overuse injuries, they just go out and, you know, we only have so much snow, so much time, and they just don't properly get their bodies ready. And so then you get out and you get excited and overdo it, and then you come see us.
Yeah, there it is. And you guys are active physical therapy, and you, Kristen, work in the office that's partnered with the Synergy Fitness Group in over on 3rd Street, corner of 3rd and Ridge. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yep. Yep.
In Marquette.
Yep.
And she's giving us some real good tips on how to get started in winter sports, because we know the snow is coming. And if you missed any of this interview, we'll have it posted to our website a little while later at sunny.fm. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you so much, Mike.